Chapter 7, Worshiping Around the Throne. I praise God for the opportunity to put my vision of heaven in a book. I have shared the heavenly vision as well as the experience of hell in many churches where I've ministered. If you have lost a loved one, someone who has gone on before you to heaven, that person will meet you at the gates of glory. The angels I saw in heaven were powerful and sincere. They had their minds set to obey God. It was obvious to me that the mighty angels I saw at each gate were protecting angels. As I saw the swords by the angel's side, I thought, well, glory to God, hallelujah, God surely does protect his children. With the angel guiding me, we moved very quickly. We passed many fruit trees that grew beside the river of life. Every one of them was loaded with beautiful fruit. As we moved along, it seemed that we became part of the music. At all times in heaven, I heard music, and it was always new. I heard continuous musical praises being lifted in honor and praise to God. The angel said to me, "We are going before the throne to see the worship of God." Along the way, it seemed like hundreds of people were coming from all over heaven. They were going to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As we moved along, it seems the hundreds turned into thousands, and the thousands into an innumerable host. And the clouds, the most beautiful clouds, were billowing in and out around the throne. Shaped almost like the mushroom cloud of an atomic explosion, each cloud was mixed with glory and beautiful colors. A dazzling rainbow arched above all this. It is impossible to imagine the intensity of the power of God. I knew in my heart that the image of the man I saw in the clouds was a representation of God. As we arrived at the place of the assembly, I was impressed that everything was done in order. I saw horses. The big, white, magnificent horses looked as though they were made out of marble. They were beautiful and without a single flaw in any of them. They were elegant, like chess pieces, but they were physically real. The blankets on the horses' backs were neatly trimmed with gold edging. Gold reins were in their mouths. They had ornaments on their feet and even on the brush of their tails. The horses stood alert before the throne. I noticed that the 12 angels standing before the throne had trumpets and musical horns by their sides. Their flowing, glowing garments were trimmed with gold and embedded with big rubies and all kinds of intense stone. I saw musical instruments. They were the most spectacular instruments you could ever imagine seeing. There were many harps. The Holy Spirit very clearly showed me something. The woman who was in the center of the group of horses stood still. Then the angels in front of the throne, each one in order, picked up the trumpet or horn by his side and began to blow. When they blew these horns, oh, the sounds of joy and high praise that went up. Someone in heaven loudly proclaimed, "It is now the time to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for his glorious acts and his glorious power unto the people of earth. It is time to give him high praise, to worship him in song and dance, to worship him with music, and to worship him for his goodness. He is God. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Redeemer of mankind." As they announced these things, the trumpets were sounding. Then the angel who was reading the scroll stopped, and a signal was given. Immediately, those magnificent horses all bowed their knees. The horses then began to spin and prance before the Lord. They did all kinds of things to magnify and praise and worship God. At that time, all the heavenly musicians began to play, and another group of worshipers came in. Thousands of voices sang in honor and praise to Jesus. The sounds of glorious shouting went up. There was ringing all over the heavens. For hours, it seemed, praises rang out to God. When I returned to the earth and began to ponder the many wonderful things God had shown me, I looked into the Word of God. It seemed that everywhere I turned, I was reading something about heaven and God's majesty.